Okay, let's get cracking. Today we're going to be starting the sixth parak of Maseches Trumos. Today we're going to be learning parak Vav, Mishnah Aleph, and parak Vav, Mishnah Beis, as we transition to a new topic in the halacha of Truma, and that is the halacha regarding someone who eats Truma, who's not supposed to eat Truma. Only Kohanim should be eating Truma, or Trumas Meiser, which is again the part that is separated by the Levi to the Kohen. Only Kohanim should eat the Truma. And the Torah tells us in Parshas Emor, the Chozar lo yochal kodesh, that a zar, that a non-Kohen, isn't allowed to eat Truma. And if he does, the pasuk before that alludes to the fact that someone who intentionally eats Truma when he's not a Kohen gets Misa Bidei Shemaim, gets the death penalty in the hands of heaven. In other words, Hashem will take care of the punishment for such a person. Now, Perek Vav, Mishnah Al, is going to begin a discussion regarding someone who eats Truma by accident, a non-Kohen who eats Truma without intending to do so. Says the Mishnah, Ha'ochel Truma Shogeg, a non-Kohen who unintentionally, who accidentally eats Truma. Mishalim Keren V'chomesh, he has to pay Keren, he has to pay the principal, he has to pay back that which he ate. If he ate one saw of Truma, he has to give the Kohen the one saw of Truma. V'chomesh, and he has to add an additional 25% beyond that which he ate. Whether he eats it, whether he drinks it, whether he immerses it, whether he anoints himself and puts it and rubs it on his skin, in any of these situations, these are certainly ways that a Kohen himself could eat the Truma. And if a non-Kohen uses the Truma in any of these three ways, then he has to pay Keren V'chomesh, he has to pay that which he ate and that which he benefited from, and an additional 25% as well. Echad Truma Tehora, V'echad Truma Temeya, both when it comes to Truma Tehora, Tohor, pure Truma, which can be eaten and used by a Kohen in a regular way. But even, says the Mishnah, when it comes to Truma Tameh, impure Truma, Truma that isn't even allowed to be eaten by a Kohen, but it could be used for fuel and benefited from in other ways. Similarly there as well, says the Mishnah, Mishalim Chumsha, V'chomesh Chumsha, he has to pay 25% of that which he ate, that which he stole, and V'chomesh Chumsha, and if he were to even use, misappropriate that Chomesh, that's the 25% that he ate, he'd have to give an additional fifth on top of that as well. Continuing in the Mishnah, what should he use and really use for this additional 25%? Einu mishalim truma ela chulin misukanim, that he's only allowed to use for this additional chomesh that he's paying. He's not allowed to pay with truma that anyway is going to go to a Kohen, that you can't use. Rather, he should use chulin misukanim, chulin, which is regular food, where you already separated your trumas and maizes, it's ready for you to eat, not so fast. You have to take an additional 25% from the chulin, from the regular food that you're ready to eat, must be given to the kohen now, vehim naas in truma. And now it becomes a status of truma, because you misappropriated, you ate accidentally the truma of a kohen, so now the 25% that you have to add has to come from your own food, and it can't come from tevel, which still hasn't taken trumas and maizes from there. It can't come from a truma that you're already going to give to a kohen. It has to come from regular chulin that was already been fixed, that is already ready to be eaten. Continuing in the Mishnah, v'hatashlumin truman, that which you pay back to the kohen, also, says the Mishnah, has the status of truma. Imratza hakohen limchol eino mochon. The final halacha of the Mishnah is that even if the kohen wants to forgive and forgo and say it's okay, you don't need to give this additional 25% to me, you don't have to make it up. Eino mochel, says the Mishnah, he doesn't have the right to be mochel, he doesn't have the right to forgo, he doesn't have the right to forgive, you must give it to him, because at the end of the day, when you ate the truma, you're not only stealing from the individual kohen, but you're stealing from the shevet kahuna, from the kohanim as a whole, and therefore you must give the keren, the chomesh, the principal that you stole, plus an additional 25%. Continuing now with Perek Vav, Mishnah Beis, says the Mishnah, Bas Yisrael, she'achla truma, va'achar kach nises la'kohen. Bas Yisrael, a girl who is the daughter of a Yisrael, who eats truma, which she's not allowed to do. A girl who's not a Bas Kohen, or certainly not married to a Kohen, doesn't have the ability to eat truma. But va'achar kach nises la'kohen. But afterwards, after she ate the truma, then what happened? She married a Kohen. And once you marry a Kohen, you're allowed to start eating truma, but she ate this truma before she was married to a kohen. So says the Mishnah, in truma shelo zacha ba Kohen Achla. If the truma that she ate was not yet acquired by a specific Kohen, was just general truma that was going to be given to a Kohen, Mishalemes Karen V'chomesh La'atzma, she can pay the Karen V'chomesh to herself. She can keep it because now she's married to a Kohen. So she can take that which she ate before she was married to a Kohen. And she can really essentially give it back to herself and not have to pay it to anyone because she gets truma. So she can pay herself back with that which she ate previously. Continues the Mishnah. Ve'im truma shezacha ba kohen achla. But if it was truma that a specific kohen did acquire, that a specific kohen was going to benefit from, mishalem as karen lebailim, she must pay the karen, the principal, that which she actually stole. If she ate a saw of truma before, she has to give that to the specific kohen who was going to get that truma that she accidentally ate. But mishalemes karen lebailim rav the chomesh laatzma. But she has to give. She can give the 25% to herself. Mipnei she'amar, because the halacha is ha'ochel truma shogeg, that if a person eats truma accidentally, mishalem karen lebailim, you have to pay the karen, the principal, the amount that you stole, that you ate, goes to the owner, to the kohen who was supposed to get that which you ate. But the chomesh lechomisha yirtze, that but the chomesh, the additional 25% that she's adding on to that which was eaten, to that which was stolen, can be given to anyone. And now she's married to a kohen, so then she can eat from that truma. She can eat from the 25%, and she doesn't have to give that as well to the kohen who she initially stole from. Quick review, Perek Vav, Mishnah Aleph taught us that a Kohen who eats, a non-Kohen who eats Truma by accident has to pay that which he stole, the Karen V'chomesh, the actual principal that she stole, and an additional 25%. The Mishnah taught us that this applies whether she eats it, whether she drinks it, whether she smears it on herself, and so on. This applies to Truma that's Torah, this applies to Truma that's Tameh. Regardless, she has to pay the additional 25% beyond that which she accidentally ate. And then the Mishnah says that the person who's paying back the 25% cannot take it from Truma, cannot take it from Tevel, must take it from Chulin that was already fixed, or that the Trumos and Maestros were already taken from it. And the Mishnah concluded by saying that if a Kohen wants to forego and say, it's okay, you don't have to spend the additional 25% on me, he doesn't have the ability to do so, he doesn't have the right to do so. And then Perek Vav, Mishnah Beis, discussed the case of a Bas Yisrael, of the daughter of a regular Jew who eats Truma, and then she marries a Kohen. So we said that if the Truma was Truma that wasn't yet acquired by a specific Kohen, then she can just give it to herself. At that point in time, she gets Truma, and therefore she can get the Karen, that which she initially ate, she can just keep, and the Chomesh is all the additional 25% she can keep as well. However, says the Mishnah, if the Truma that she ate was already designated for a specific Kohen, then the Karen, the principal that she ate, must go to that specific Kohen or his descendants or his family members, but the additional 25% can go to herself, because at the end of the day, the halacha is that if your person eats Truma accidentally, the Karen, the principal, must go to the person that it was intended to, but the additional 25% can go to anyone. Have a great day.